KWYE-FM Fresno.
Y101 FM.
Play to
music. I listen to Y101 all the time.
I love it. It's so great. Yeah.
We're Y101.
It is Y101, today's best music. Miggy in the morning, 6:08 right now. Good morning. It's going to be high today of 81 degrees in Fresno. 80 in Visalia, 61 in Clare here at Radio City. Very excited about tonight. Yes, it has to do with Twilight, and I'll tell you after traffic what it's all about. Good morning, Christina.
The roads out there looking good right now. With your Y101 traffic, I'm Christina Musan.
All right, everybody is waiting for the new Twilight movie, Breaking Dawn. People are already talking about it. Pretty funny when you look on Facebook and see the comments of all these people. Oh my God, it's Twilight. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be a good movie. Do you watch Twilight, Mark?
No, I don't.
You don't watch Twilight?
That scares me.
It doesn't scare you. You know, a funny story is that I thought it was a scary movie at the very first one. I really did.
Yeah.
But then when I watched it, I'm like, this isn't scary. Love story here. Anyway, Isabella and Edward are getting married, and this is just the beginning. Just when you thought it was beginning years ago, it's going to keep on going. We have Edward's 22 in River Park. We bought a whole theater out. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
We bought a whole theater. We're going to do an exclusive Y101 premiere of Twilight, and you could be there. The only way to get your tickets is by listening to Y101 or coming to one of our events that we're going to be giving these tickets away at. Like tonight, we're going to be at the Patch on Bull and Pulaski and Clovis. For this reason, just to give out Twilight tickets, I'm going to be there personally starting at 5 o'clock tonight, 5 until 6:30. Come on by the Patch, Bull and Pulaski and Clovis. I would suggest you getting there early if you want to go see Twilight Breaking Dawn. You'll be at the wedding of the century. Thank God it's not going to be Kim Kardashian's wedding. I mean, this is a bigger wedding than Kim Kardashian's wedding. You should do a special on this. But seriously, come out tonight. If you're a Twilight fan and you want to see the movie before anybody else, come and see me tonight at the Patch on Bullard and Pulaski and Clovis with 101.1 FM. It's Y101. 6:10 right now. Good morning.
If you're considering
Herndon and Willow and Clovis.
More music with Miggy in the morning on Y101 FM. Today's best music on Y101 FM.
Every time I see your face, man.
It's all about the variety. Today's best music for you at 101 FM. Y101.
Living without you.
It is Y101, today's best music with Miggy in the morning. Good morning. Happy hump day. It's Wednesday. 6:20 right now. Going to be high today of 81 degrees in Fresno. 80 in Visalia. 61 in Clare. Are we really in the middle of October talking about 80 degree weather?
Yeah.
In the Central Valley. Come on, Mark. What is going on around here?
Enjoy it.
You know what? Before you know it, it's going to be foggy. So I'm definitely enjoying this beautiful weather. We're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars coming up after traffic with Christina Musan. Good morning.
Thanks, Miggy. The roads out there are looking with your Y101 traffic. I'm Christina Musan.
Chaz Bono for the win, baby. Chaz Bono for the win.
Go away.
Seriously. Chaz Bono just keeps getting sexier and sexier every week. Good Lord. And America's feeling it, I guess. Because Chaz has survived yet another elimination on Dancing with the Stars. Thanks to some amazing booty shaking on Monday night. Shaking that booty.
Yeah.
Good old Chaz Bono. It wasn't all good news for Carson Kressley, who took the fall. I mean, at least one of the good dancers didn't have to leave tonight. But after Carson, Nancy Grace is the only contestant left who is at least somewhat close to Chaz's level. You know, I don't get this show at all. I don't understand it. And I'm joking when I say that Chaz is getting sexier and sexier. He's not good. I can dance better than Chaz Bono.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And I'm not saying it because he's transgender. I don't care about it. It's just funny to me that somebody, the son of Cher, is just a horrible dancer and keeps getting through week by week and week. I don't get it. Goodness. Chaz Bono, back at you. He's going to win this thing.